This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that fine applause. Do appreciate it. Ray Lucia here along with James Stewart, Certified Financial Planner. We're tackling the most important retirement question of the day. And that is, what is the safe maximum withdrawal rate that a retiree can afford to take out of their portfolio? And there ain't no easy answer to this one. Hi, everybody. We are going to jump right into this, so sit back, relax. It's the Ray Revolution, and it starts right now. I don't know, Jim, what we're revolting against, but we're going to revolt anyway.
Seems like the right time.
There's the foremost expert in this field is Dr. Wade Fowle. We've talked about him many times before because we focus a lot on retirement and retirement planning. He's from the American College. He's a PhD. He's a CFP. He's got every designation you can imagine. And the guy is brilliant, and he studies this stuff. He wrote an interesting article in Forbes recently entitled, What is the Sustainable Spending Rate for Retirees in 2016? Of course, nobody knows the answer to that, not even Dr. Fowle. But it's a very interesting question, and I'll tell you why. In 2016, we are faced with many, many uncertainties. The uncertainty about interest rates. Remember, if you build a diverse portfolio, 50% stocks, 50% bonds, or whatever the allocation you and your advisor come up with, what is the likelihood that you will be able to take X amount of dollars out of your portfolio plus X percent per year for inflation and not be eating dog food when you're 82 years old or 85 and supposed to be dead and you keep living? That is the question of the day, because we live today in 2016 where, as we discussed many times in this program, bond rates all around the world are very low, like negative in terms of government bonds in many places, Japan, Germany, Switzerland, yes, negative rates. Here in the United States, you make a loan to the government, you get 1.5% over the next 10 years. 10 years, that's all you get. So if government bonds have averaged 4.5%, which they have long term, and today you're at 1.5%, go figure. How do you make up that other 3% when you're doing your calculations and the calculator or whatever you're using, whatever system you're using or your advisor is using, is saying, yes, well, bonds do 5%, but they're only doing 1.5 right now. How do you get from 1.5 to 4.5 or 5 from here? How do you do that successfully? Now, I think that'll probably happen over the next 30 years. But remember, when interest rates went from, you know, 3 or 4, 4.5, 5% to 12, 18%, and then started on the way down from 18% down to 2%, you saw what happened to the bond market. Bonds went nuts. Remember, when interest rates go down, the value of that fixed income investment goes up. So, you know, long about the the fall of 2011, if you went back 30 years, bonds outperformed stocks. Yeah. Bonds generated returns that were higher than the stock market, something that's been virtually unheard of long-term, historically speaking. But what happens when the shoe goes on the other foot? Now, I'm not suggesting that interest rates are going to go to 18%. I don't see how they can go up at all at this point. But, I mean, I've been wrong, as I've said, in trying to predict interest rates many times, James. You might recall back, Jim and I worked together like 100 years ago, and way back then I was doing a local radio show, and I had Peter Lynch on as a guest. The only time I could snag Peter Lynch is because I had a contact within Fidelity, and it was just shortly after I think he had retired, or he was in the midst of retiring. Peter Lynch was one of the most successful money managers in all of history. Of course, his timing was really good, too, and he got out at the right time. And I asked him about interest rates. I said, Peter, tell me about interest rates. He said, if I could predict the direction of interest rates correctly three times in a row, I would be a billionaire. I believe that was the quote. And he's actually, I think, been quoted as saying that to other people as well. That is an amazing thing, because not that I've been predicting interest rates, but man, my interest rate calls have been just dismal over the last few years. People said to me a year ago, are interest rates going to be higher or lower in a year? No, they're going to be higher. Economy's starting to improve, and they're lower. We've gone back to, 3-4 years ago, the 10-year Treasury hit record lows the other day, and it's still hovering in the 1.5% range. So the point is, how do you get to a safe withdrawal rate? You're retired now. You're on the precipice of retirement. You're planning your retirement 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now. How do you determine how much money you're going to have to spend and the sustainability of that money? Do you trust your financial advisor who says, oh, yeah, we can take 5, 6, 7, 8% out, no problem, because look at my track record. I've averaged 8, 10, 12% over the last 15, 20 years. That would be a very, very dangerous thing to do. Now, the academics have taken this up, and they have looked at what they call the safe max withdrawal rate, the maximum amount that you can safely withdraw. But a lot of these assumptions are arbitrary in nature. For example, they make the assumption that inflation will equal what it's been in the past. They do what are called Monte Carlo simulations, and they simulate thousands of different simulations to come up with what the worst case scenario is, and they plan for the worst. Well, I guess hoping for the best and planning for the worst is fine. And with my luck, Jimmy, it's going to be the worst, right? It's always been that way. Whenever I had money, real estate prices were at their highest and, you know, in forever. Or interest rates were double digits. When I didn't have money, great buying opportunities with the stock market and all that stuff, but I was raising kids, or I had, you know, invested in, you know, something that I was losing my shorts on because my timing was bad. Who knows what? It's just what happens in real life.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot, yeah. And most of those bum investments weren't in the stock market or even the real estate market. They were because I had friends in high places who said, have I got a deal for you? And they put their arm around me and say, come on, man, join me. And I'm saying, well, this guy's a pretty smart guy. He's way smarter than me. He's got this huge IQ. He works at this big firm. Yeah, and I throw some money at him, and 2 weeks later, it's gone. Yeah. I still have a couple of those lying out there. I'm hoping these companies, you know, become the next Microsoft or Google or whatever, and I become a billionaire. But I've done a lot of speculative investing, and now I go back and look at it, and I say, why did I trust my friends? I know more about this stuff than they do.
I changed my accounting record. It used to say loans to friends, and I changed it. Now it's gifts to friends.
Exactly. Exactly. But fortunately, I did some other stuff right, too. And if we're all honest with each other, we all make stupid decisions. We all do. And you don't beat yourself up. You just realize that, you know, if you plan your retirement carefully and it's the surplus money that you're gambling with, hey, you can go to Las Vegas, watch a couple of shows, get free drinks, and lose it at the gambling table. or you can give it to your friends. That's up to you. I would suggest that you learn a lesson. If you have a buddy or a pal that's got a great deal, if I got a deal for you, turn tail and run. Blame it on me. Blame it on me, okay? I'll take the heat. So what is the sustainable spending rate for retirees if you're retiring today in 2016? And everybody needs to know this. Dr. Fowl went in, and I don't want to get into the technicals on how he comes up with this, but he has a predictable withdrawal rate formula. Logarithm, parentheses, PE 10 plus 0.05 times the bond yield. Explanatory power, 55%. Now, I kind of know what that means, not much. I will give you my Reader's Digest. Actually, I'll read from his report and kind of translate for you because it's really, really interesting. Taking a look at what he says is the sustainable withdrawal rate going forward, but then he also says don't get too excited about it because it might even be lower than what he is suggesting here. Jim, one of the most important decisions retirees will make is how much are they going to take out of their portfolio? And this is also a reason, folks, why we have introduced annuities into the conversation, because there's at least some degree of certainty to them, and why we've introduced alternative investments like real estate into the discussion, because they don't respond like stocks and bonds do in lockstep. And when these studies are done, they basically look at stocks, bonds, and cash, which is what your broker pretty much looks at. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Also talk about spending rates in retirement and how that impacts the whole situation. So don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Well, I guess I was wrong.
I just don't belong. Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor, invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You know, this is such an interesting topic. It's almost as interesting as playing the rest of that song, which has the greatest guitar solo at the end of any song I've ever probably heard. So if you guys just want to listen to that, go ahead. I'll just wait. No, just kidding. We're talking about those individuals that are on the precipice of retirement or already retired or doing some serious retirement planning on how much money you can physically withdraw from your portfolio and not run out of it with a high degree of certainty. And that's the key, the predictability of it. And because you don't know what's going to happen in the markets on the day that you retire or sometime within your retirement, the academics have done lots of work on this to give us a general idea. So I don't have to pull numbers out of the sky. I can actually quote from real live academic research, which I've done hundreds of times on this program. Today, we quote Dr. Fowl, who investigated all of the implications associated with these withdrawal strategies using the 1998 John Campbell and Robert Shiller data. Remember the Shiller's CAPE ratio. They call it the PE10 because it's a 10-year average price-to-earnings ratio. And they recognize, as we discussed, I believe it was yesterday in the program, that that ratio goes through cycles, and you could go through a 15-year cycle where valuations are high and subsequent returns are lower, and then that flip-flops over the next 15 years where valuations are low and subsequent returns are higher. Anyway, here's what he says. Sustainable withdrawal rates from a diversified portfolio, including stocks, can be expected to share this relationship with market valuations. Using a statistical method called multivariate regression analysis. Of course, you remember that, multivariate regression analysis from college. Remember that, Jim?
Exactly.
You got it down. We can analyze the relationship between the maximum sustainable withdrawal rate over a 30-year retirement period with a 50-50 asset allocation to stocks and bonds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're looking at 10-year treasuries and the S&P 500 as the proxy for stocks and bonds. And I think I quoted the equation. We don't need to get into equations and deltas and sigmas and all that. But they say this equation informs us that withdrawal rates can be expected to rise when interest rates rise, while they will fall when PE 10 rises. So the price-to-earnings ratio, as it gets higher, your withdrawal rate's going to go down because valuations are higher. You can't expect to earn as much in the stock market. While with bond yields going up over time, they are suggesting, and time is 30 years, they are suggesting that that would enhance the performance of the portfolio, despite what I said earlier. So I guess I'm a little bit in conflict with that. But I wasn't talking about a 30-year time horizon. I was talking about what happens in the next 5, 10 years if interest rates go from 2% to 4 or 5%. You're not going to get much in the way of a yield. But we can debate that till we're blue in the face. Let's not even focus on it because it's not that important when he's already done the math, right? I don't need to debate him. He's a PhD, CFA, CF, you name it. and I'm a washed-up old ex-CFP. How's that? The precise numbers in this equation were estimated from the historical relationship between sustainable spending rates and these variables. We take the natural logarithm of PE10 in order to fit a more precise curve for the relationship. Are you kidding me? Am I actually reading this on the air? That's nuts. So he goes on, the exhibits show the historical sustainable spending rates from 1881 to 1986, the safe max rate of 3.95%. What does that mean? That means you, in a high percentage of the cases, I think this was 89% of the time, could withdraw 3.95% plus the rate of inflation. Even though inflation was super high back in the 70s and early 80s, you still could take out that 3.95% plus inflation, and the money would last 30 years. That's what they mean by safe max withdrawal rate. He goes on, we do not yet know what the 30-year sustainable spending rates will be after 1986, but we can use this same equation to estimate sustainable spending for more recent years, as we know the value of the PE10 and the 10-year treasury rate at the start of those years. For instance, in April 2016, PE10 was about 26.3. That's high. It should be between like 16 and 18. So it's up there. And the 10-year treasury was 1.8%. It's lower than that today. This was back in April. That's low. So the combination of low rates and high PE10 does not bode well for sustainable withdrawal rates. However, plugging these numbers into the fitted equation gives us predicted withdrawal rate for 2016 retirees equal to 4.16%. Okay, well, that's about what everybody says. Now, keep in mind, this is a forecast. It is not going to the bank. In fact, he's quite clear about that. According to our model, he says, the best guess we can make for the sustainable spending rate for new retiree in 2016, 4.16%. While this is very close to the historical safe max, it is important to emphasize this is not an estimate of the, quote, safe withdrawal rate. It is not a conservative guess about a safe withdrawal rate, but rather it is the best guess based upon the historical relationship between withdrawal rates, market valuations, and interest rates. It could end up being more or less, we won't know, for another 30 years. Now, that's important because even when I was an advisor, we would throw around these 4% rates like crazy, and as if it was like as safe as an annuity. And what we learned is most of the time, that worked out just fine. And because the market, even after the big decline, has come back quite substantially, taking out 4% didn't really destroy the whole scenario for you. But there's no guarantee. Remember, the market after inflation went nowhere, basically negative or near negative, from 1966 to 1982. What if you go through a 15, 16-year period like that? Scary, scary times, no doubt. So what he says, to be conservative, a lower withdrawal rate is required to account for the additional random fluctuations from outside the model. This analysis further confirms the idea that the 4% withdrawal rate cannot be treated as safe for retirees in today's market. Okay, so I told you that 4%, even though it sounds so low, is possibly too high. When we come back from the break, I will explain why it may not be too high. And this is really important too. So you don't have to be too discouraged, but you do need to be cautious. And that's why we bring you these studies and this information, is to help you become informed. So what do you do about this? Stick around, I'll tell you when we come back. Email's coming up too at raylucia.com. Just click on the Ask Ray button. Shoot me one right now, and maybe Jimmy Stewart will get it typed up and I'll post it. Although I do have like three or four standing by. I've gotten the most of them, haven't I?
No, still got some to go.
Oh, still have more to go. Okay, we'll be back.
paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
biztalkradio.com.
Rough song to be playing nowadays, fellas. That's all I'm going to say. Great song from the past, but it just, I don't know. Kind of bothered by the whole gun in your hand thing. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. Talking about one of the more important topics, and that is especially if you're tuned in because you're retired, on the precipice or nearing retirement, or planning for retirement the next 5, 10, 15, even 20 years. You want to be thinking about how much you can actually live on in retirement. And I've been quoting from a lot of academic research, and today focusing on probably the preeminent expert in this particular field, which, by the way, virtually every mutual fund company, university, worldwide financial institutions have studied. This isn't something that we're creating from scratch here. This has been well documented, from the Wharton School to Carnegie Mellon, you name it. They have all come out with studies, and it's interesting that they all conclude pretty much the same thing, which means we ought to pay close attention to this. And that same thing is when you account for withdrawing amounts of money from your portfolio and inflation. That safe maximum withdrawal rate using a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds is approximately 4%. However, in the more recent studies that Dr. Wade Fowle has done, he's saying, don't get too complacent about that 4% number, because we haven't seen bond yields like this, and the stock market PE ratios are very, very high compared to historical numbers. So you have to compare that against all these Monte Carlo simulations, and not to get too technical, he's basically saying, be careful. In one of his studies, he used 2.8% as the safe max withdrawal rate. Well, that doesn't make sense. You got $1 million, you're going to live on $28,000 a year? That's what they're saying. And so allow me, if I may, to take some issue with that. And I take some issue also based on academic studies and based on what we've learned from the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Again, I am no economist. I don't put myself in the same camp as Dr. Fowle, but I do know this, and Fowle knows it too because he's written about it, as has David Blanchett from Morningstar, Michael Kitsis from Pinnacle Advisors, Saltzman and Ticino, the list goes on, and Vogelheads. They've all written about this stuff in the past. And that is, retirees spend less. So while inflation, you can't do much about inflation, although there is a certain segment of the population where inflation is less important. For example, according to the CPIE, the so-called inflation rate for the elderly, if you will, 44% of that inflation number is tied to housing. So if you're expecting a 3% inflation rate going forward, 44% of that, or 1.2 or 3% of it, is tied up in housing. Well, what if you have a free and clear home? You're not inflating the cost of a mortgage payment or rent. Remember, when they come up with that number, they're assuming you're renting to yourself. And there's rent increases every year, like if you will rent an apartment. So for an individual who's got a free and clear home, or by the way, what if you have a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 3%? Do the mortgage payments go up? No, they don't. And in fact, the mortgage payment goes away at some point when the house is paid for. So you wouldn't take into account 44% of your inflation number due to housing, because you don't have that much of housing. We still have to pay property taxes. That's in that number for housing. And you got maintenance and repairs. But the lion's share of it is in the mortgage that you're paying, right? That's what you're paying. And that mortgage is not inflatable, if you will. But if you're a renter, it is. Now, last time I checked, about 65 to 70% of retirees had free and clear homes. I didn't look for a few years. That number could be lower or higher today. I don't know. But that's an important component, because if you're assuming 3% and 44% of it is tied up in housing, and you figure there's a percentage of that housing cost that's either a fixed rate mortgage or a free and clear home, well, now the inflation rate may not be 3%. It drops down to 2%. Jim, you've done these calculations with Excel spreadsheets. That extra 1% compounded over a 30-year retirement is a heck of a lot of money. But it doesn't stop there, because there are other things. As we've talked before, healthcare represents 11.3% of that inflation number. But, and healthcare expenses are expected to be $400,000, and as we've discussed, about $200,000 of that is for long-term care. You have a long-term care insurance policy, you can knock off another few percentage points of the inflation number. So I would suggest to you that spending declines, and it could be a significant decline, by the way, spending declines. We reported yesterday that according to a bank rate study, retirees expect a 70% need of their pre-retirement income, but they're actually only spending 60% of their pre-retirement income. And that 60% number actually will go up at a lower rate of inflation than actual inflation if they have long-term care insurance to cover these health care costs, and if they have a free and clear paid-for home. And a paid-for car helps as well. The other thing that's not accounted for in these numbers, in this 4% safe max withdrawal rate, is the fact that you can take some of your assets and buy a lifetime income annuity. And depending on your age, that could guarantee you a 6 or a 7% withdrawal rate. Now, it may or may not be matched to the rate of inflation, but Fowl did a study on that, and he determined that a fixed level payment annuity that starts out at the highest rate, lifetime income annuity, joint life, I believe he used, made the most sense. And all this is documented in academic research. I have it all. See this stack of stuff here? Those that are watching on television, I have it with me wherever I am, because somebody may ask me a question and challenge me on it, and I like to be prepared. So in reality, you've got a couple of things going for you. If you bought an annuity, which we highly recommend you consider with the appropriate financial advisor, if you also talk to that advisor about other alternative ways, last hour I think we talked about real estate, for example, and positive leverage and positive cash flow. Yes, you have to have property management and good advice and manage the risks, and I'll do a whole show on that someday. But in reality, when you look at these studies, remember, all they're looking at is stocks and bonds. And what's interesting, Jim, is the 100% stock allocation produced better results the higher your withdrawal rate was. So for those individuals, and there are people very high up in the echelon, and I'll leave it there, who suggest the stock market is too risky for retirees, is flat wrong. Remember, there was another study done that said if you start out in retirement with a lower allocation to stocks and then actually increase your allocation to stocks as time goes on, that produced better results. Couple of studies on that. Again, I'm not telling you what to do. What I am saying is be careful when you hear these statistics thrown out, because your situation is going to be significantly different than some model that's done in some scientific lab based on some formulae that may or may not include what might happen to you. You may have the free and clear house. You may have a situation where you were smart enough and bought a deferred annuity, or you bought longevity insurance, or you delayed taking your Social Security. The list goes on and on and on. And why it is so critically important that you do planning with somebody that knows this stuff. Because the research is there. And if your advisor doesn't know about the research and doesn't carry a stack with them like I've got here, then maybe it's time for you to get a new advisor. Or at least give them the opportunity to present the true facts to you. So then you'll know what your SafeMax withdrawal rate is likely to be based on your risk tolerance, based on your investment objectives, and based on your goals. We'll be back.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. Mr. James Stewart was reminding me we've got something that's kind of exciting. Now, we receive emails all the time with questions on Social Security. And here's the problem. The answers are too long and might be specific to each person. There's no, like, general answer because you may not fit into that category. So, Mr. Stewart, actually, you've got some designation or something, some Social Security designation?
I'm a National Certified Social Security Advisor.
National Certified
Social Security
NCSA?
Whatever the initials are.
Whatever it is. National Cert. I never even heard of that. But so what he's going to do is he's going to be sending out a special newsletter covering some of these important strategies for you, the pitfalls and all the tax implications. So if you want information on all that, go to RayLucia.com and hit the Ask Ray button. Enter your name and email address and whatever Social Security question you might have, and we'll be happy to get into those. I know otherwise we'll have to do, you know, like an 11-minute segment on just one question and still not get to the bottom of it because I am quite verbose, if you haven't noticed. But let's go back real quick to this Safe Max withdrawal rate and what I said before, because you had mentioned you had a client once upon a time that...
Right. Client came to me and he said, I'll make it really simple for you, Jim. I want to draw my last dime on my last breath. And I said, Chris, I can make an answer very simple for you. Just tell me the exact date you're going to die.
Yeah.
And I can
Are you Sicilian? How do you know that? No, just kidding. But here's my thought on that, because I've had people say that. And most of the time, they're not serious. They sound serious, but they're not, because there's somebody out there, unless they're so charitably inclined. And I've had this before. And for those that don't have beneficiaries, here's an idea you can run with for the day, okay? So I've been talking about these Safe Max withdrawal rates, which take into account, you know, potentially leaving a legacy and all that stuff. If you don't care about that, you just want to leave everything to charity, here's my suggestion. Give the money to charity now. If you love the charity so much, why not give it to them now? You will. They'll put your name on the building. Now, on the bell tower, I've got my name at our church for the nation's Jeannie and I. In fact, I think we're number one or two or three on the list. I don't know what that is. That was back, like I said, in the day when we actually could make those kind of donations. Now that we're retired, as you know, you tend to watch it a little more carefully. But that was back in the day. But if you have a charity, whether it's a church or synagogue or the cancer or zoological, whatever, doesn't matter. They all have these planned giving departments. You got this $1 million, you want, you know, you say, well, the Safe Max withdrawal rate's something less than 4%. No, not for you, it's not. Not for you, it's not. You can do one of two things or both. You could go give the money to an insurance company and they'll give you 7% or whatever for the rest of your life, guaranteed. But then the charity gets nothing. Or you can go to the charity right now and give the money to the charity. And guess what happens? You get a tax deduction, which you can take over the next like 5 years. So you'll have tax-free income probably for the next 5 years, get a nice tax write-off. And the charity will probably give you 5-6% anyway, least. And you can either choose to be the trustee of that trust yourself and manage the money yourself and take 5-7% out. Or you can just go to the charity and negotiate with them and let them worry about the investing of the money. And they'll give you probably a little bit less because they don't want the risk either. But why not? Why not take advantage of making the donation now? And you know what? I've probably said that 100 times in my career, and I think one person took me up on it. Because nobody's serious when they say that. They say, I don't really have any beneficiaries. Because I did this once with a very wealthy couple, and they said, well, we do have nieces and nephews. Well, do you see them? Do you like them? Not really, but we want to leave them the money. Okay, well, that's fine. But I just gave them a solution, and they said no. And it's fine. Option. They're still alive and kicking. This was 15, 20 years ago. They're still alive, and everything's fine, and their estate's probably, you know, 2 or 3 times what it was then, because they had, I think at the time, they had $17 million. and they spent like $100,000 a year. All they wanted was $100,000 a year spendable. It's like, what do you need me for?
The estate kept going up and up.
Kept growing and growing and growing.
Let me amplify one thing on the emails. We talked about Social Security. We really would like you to actually submit your name and email address, because we're going to be sending out a regular Social Security white paper newsletter which addresses strategies, tax planning, maximization, what happens if you're divorced, survivor benefits, those kinds of things. So if you send us the Ask Ray question and just put in Social Security, we'll put you on the special list to send out this free newsletter that addresses these issues. But we'd also answer your specific questions, but we want everybody to know what the parameters are and how we can help maximize Social Security for them.
See, now everybody knows why I replaced Bobby with you, because you're going to do that. I'm not going to do that, am I?
No.
Okay, good. Just kidding. I will have something to do with it if Jim allows me. Let's do an email. Guys, hit it. We got to get through this now. Susan in Boise. Great question. I'm 56 with $480K in my 401K plan. Should I roll into an IRA and then do a 72T so I can start taking a penalty-free income? I think Boise must be a pretty popular place because they're listening to the show. No, you shouldn't do that. What you should do is leave 4 years worth of money in your 401k plan and take the income from the 401k penalty-free, and to do the balance in an IRA rollover if you want to have more control over the investment of the funds. Remember what the rules are. If you retire in the year that you turn age 55 or older, that money's free and clear as far as penalties are concerned from the 401k. Now talk to your administrator, make sure they'll allow you to do this. That is, leave a partial amount in and take distributions. But under the law, they'll have to withhold 20% for taxes, but they do not have to withhold for a penalty because you will not be penalized. 72T is the way you can take money out of a retirement account without a penalty like an IRA. But you have to do it for at least 5 years or to age 59 and a half. So in this case, it's not going to be as flexible for you. And if you screw it up, you could have retroactive penalties. So I would just leave the next 4 years worth of income in the 401k, roll over the balance of the money. That should be the maximum flexibility. And if you end up spending too much, you could always do the 72T later. But remember, 72T is complex, and if you mess it up, it's not a good thing.
Listening to the Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
biztalkradio.com.